We are talking the top 10 moments from Southern Charm, both past and present seasons. So excited, guys. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Can't keep us away. Oh, this just gives me all the feels. I love this song so much, and I love this show. What's up, guys? I'm Laura L. Thomas, and we have a special show for you guys tonight.
We do.
And I have a lovely co-host with me as well.
Yes, Crystal McLaughlin here. I hope you guys are excited as we are, because we're about to bring up some episodes that are in the past that lead us to today.
That's right. So, guys, we had a little technical difficulty, but that does not keep us away from talking all things Southern Charm, because let's be honest, we're super fans.
That's right.
So we got to dig through our archives. And just so that you know, we're not going to skip this episode totally. We'll be back next week with both Maite and Matt. Mm-hmm. And it's my birthday next week, so we'll be all kinds of celebrating next week.
A little champagne shower.
Exactly. So we're going to cover tonight's episode and next week's episode all next week on June 28th. So make sure that you're there with us. Yes. But for tonight, we're going to talk about all of our favorite moments from Southern Charm, both past and present seasons. Mm-hmm. So let's just dive right in.
Yeah.
One clip, we got a couple clips too. One of my favorite moments from the past seasons was the night that Craig called out Catherine on her dating sex life.
Yes.
I think we have a little bit of a clip. We can show that.
Yes, absolutely.
Look at this. I think commitment in Charleston is its own world in general.
Y'all have too many choices.
Yeah, and it's not really traditional dating.
Not at all.
It's not traditional.
Zero chivalry at all left.
No, that's not true.
You don't even know what you're talking about, which is the sad part.
Don't come at me just because I don't like you anymore, Catherine.
Oh.
I'm just saying times have changed. That's all. Chivalry's not dead.
Actually,
people say that.
I do believe it
but
is.
It's
the
not.
Way you're talking to me, yeah, it shows chivalry's kind of dead.
I think Catherine's embarrassed because her new boyfriend just spent 10 minutes talking about how he loved another girl. And she's trying to push all that attention on someone else.
I'm not going to have a conversation with people who have zero class and think they do.
Sleeping with three people at this table in the course of 3 weeks isn't class, so please don't make comments about class.
Oh, what a burn. Yeah. Oh my gosh. They all look like babies.
Yes.
First of all, can we just talk about that? How young everybody looks?
Absolutely. Especially Catherine. She totally doesn't look the same, right?
Holy mackerel. She just looks like a baby. I mean, I guess she was what? 19 when this?
21.
21. Okay. Yeah. Maybe not that young. But yeah. No, 21. That's a bit. She was
just
so
a baby.
Young.
Just learning to drink.
Now, do we think chivalry's dead?
Yes.
You
I
do.
Think so. Oh, totally. 100%. You've got a phenomenal husband. You got lucky. You got
I
a
know,
good one.
I'm kind of settled.
You
but,
are.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a low blow on Craig's part.
It was. But I will say that it is the truth. And you know Craig is big on telling the truth. So.
Well, I don't know. Last week, Craig was a great liar.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he likes to call out people on their stuff, right?
It's true.
So, you know, I wasn't surprised. That's why, actually, it's so funny. When Trashley was yelling at Catherine, I was hoping he was going to be at that table. Because I for sure thought that if he was, he would totally let her have it.
Well, spoiler alert, guys. Not one... one of our top moments included Trashley. So you know, full disclosure out there. What was one of your top moments?
Mine was Thomas and Landon. They go on a getaway for Valentine's Day. Do you remember that?
I do. And I remember it being super controversial.
Yes.
Just a little icky.
Yeah, it was really weird. She was being shady about it, and she was acting like it wasn't a big deal, and Catherine called her out on it.
Because they had just broken up or whatever, and so... But that was something, and I remember Catherine talking
weekend,
about this.
Right?
They had planned... This was something that I think Catherine and Thomas had planned together, was to take this big Valentine's Day trip together, and then when they broke up, he ends up taking Landon instead.
So shady.
Such a, like...
This was before Trashley. Landon was Trashley before Trashley.
Oh, are we calling Landon the original Trashley?
Yes.
I don't think many people would disagree, to be honest. I don't know. That's Landon rubbed me the wrong way in so many ways.
Did. But, oh yeah.
But that
she always talked like that, Thomas.
Down the impression for tonight. Yeah. I love it. So
what did she, didn't she used to call her like a dolphin or something?
Oh yeah, Catherine called her a dolphin yes. at one of the dinners for sure.
Yeah.
What about Catherine and Kinsey's little photo shoot that they had?
I love that.
I love that. I think we have a little piece of that to watch.
Hey Thomas.
You say hey.
You gonna stick around?
Yeah, I guess.
This is going to be a big game of dress up.
Look at her. She's so
dress
cute.
Up.
Right.
Let's get that hair going.
You can sit up here, Mommy.
Aww.
Are you excited or what?
Aww. What a sweetheart.
Oh my God.
She's so happy all the time.
She is. Even Saint.
Wow.
Smiles.
I miss little Saint. What's he doing?
Smile, Catherine looks so young there too.
I know.
It's ready and
high. So
let's
crazy.
Roll it. Okay. All right.
Thomas, I'm gonna change.
I'll walk out.
All right, girls are gonna get ready.
I miss Catherine's long red hair.
Yes,
I'm not
gonna
lie.
She dyed it back.
Oh, I did see that.
You know, you get the grand review, the first look.
Look at her. She's so cute.
They both look so cute.
Wow, you look beautiful.
Did you tell Mommy she looks so pretty?
She tried putting the bow in my hair. She said, Mommy's hair.
You ready?
Oh, yeah. Look at her.
Oh. She's a natural.
Look at Thomas drooling.
She knows what she's doing.
Oh, yeah. She's a natural.
Oh.
Look at Mommy. Look at
her. That is a happy baby.
Say hello.
I love them.
There's Chelsea. Like, there's her parents.
Look at her. She's so adorable. I love them together.
Yeah.
This is so sweet. And I love getting to see this part of their relationship, too.
Thomas watching and laughing.
You know?
Makes me really just see that light.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was really a sweet moment from one of the shows. And it really shows the growth of Catherine.
It really
a lot,
does.
You know?
It really does.
This is before the Catherine that we've met this season, yes. which I think is a brand new Catherine.
Oh, gosh. She's such a, like, a woman now.
Yeah.
You know?
Powerful woman. But powerful woman. I love that this was, kind of a moment that really helped define this new woman that we see. And guys, just so that you know, we are in the live chat. So if you guys have a favorite moment that you want to share with us as well, I know Kimberly, you just asked if there was no new episode tonight. There was a new episode tonight, but we are going to cover it next week because we had a little technical difficulty here and we wanted to do a special segment instead of not doing anything at all.
Yeah.
So
we were really sad about it. Trust me, we wish we could have seen it. I've already seen Patricia tweeting about it. So I know it's got to be good.
That's right. So make sure you tune in next week. We're going to cover episodes 12 and 13 next week. But until then, what was another one of your favorite
When
moments?
Austin picked up Chelsea to go to Thomas's polo match for their first date. I don't know if you guys remember that, but this was right after Shep was seeing her.
Right.
And so this was sort of like the come out party to that. And I remember Cameron being really upset about it. Like, she was super, super upset.
She really wanted Shep and Chelsea to work.
She was rooting for it.
Yeah.
And I remember Cameron saying, you know, like, oh, that's not like bro code.
Yeah.
But, you know, they looked really happy and...
It was really cute to kind of see their relationship at that point, like so new and so giddy and kind of, you know, how we've evolved from them.
Yes.
But,
and I feel like they're still that way, you know?
Well, you can't deny the friendship.
Yes.
I mean, you can't deny how close they are, you know? And so it's really nice, but it was really cute to see those butterflies in the beginning. And I don't know, it just makes you feel like, oh, young life is, it's so beautiful. let's see, what is another one? Oh, okay. So another one from this season that I loved was all the girl power calling JD out at Shep's barbecue early on this season. Let's
girl
take a look
power.
At that clip.
Mm-hmm. Is this the right one? Naomi Olindo calls out.
Yes.
That is around. Okay, cool.
That's right. Thank you. So here we go.
Be a better husband.
Oof.
That's absurd that you say that. How would you know
how good
a husband I am?
Because I literally go to your house almost every day and pick your wife up out of bed. Okay? So don't pretend that you are some great husband, some great family man, because it's a f***ing bullshit lie.
I miss that side of
Elizabeth
Naomi.
Elizabeth and I have made mistakes. We've both made mistakes.
Really?
We're working through some things.
She cries every single night because of you. Cause me crying, okay? So don't say you're working through everything because that's a lie. She's not doing well, and it's because
been really
of you.
Hard to Whitney see looks Liz, so concerned. Like, really
and to see you
right
out
now.
Every night, f***ing 20-year-olds.
Ooh, girl.
I'm sorry.
JD.
What are you talking about?
I have proof.
Good try.
I know the girls, okay?
I've hooked up with them.
Yes, you have.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
And you're a con artist.
Woo! Go, Chelsea.
So you're probably really good at hiding that shit.
What is it? Oh. Are y'all upset with me or something?
Yes.
Oh, I freaking love that moment.
That gave me like chills. Look at my arm hair.
Well, it's yeah, it really did actually. She's got legit chills going on here. But it's crazy, but how on, it was just like, they saw, it was like he's a piece of meat.
Yes.
And like, yes, all of a sudden, one like lioness got their claws yes. in it, and then the rest of the pack just comes in.
You could see that they've all experienced this type of behavior from men. So it was coming out from past experiences.
Well,
for
even
sure.
if it wasn't, just like the passion that they feel for their friend. Yes. Obviously, you know, they clearly
I mean,
wanted
really
to have
good friends like that.
Right?
Can I just say, like, how far yes. out of touch with reality do you have to be for people to be saying that to you and be like, are you upset with me or something?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Oh, right?
Exactly.
That's our producer, Steven.
Yes,
so thank
Steven,
you so
thank
much
you.
For weighing in.
See, especially from a guy's side.
Exactly.
He even knows.
We need some testosterone to yes. To weigh in on this
yes,
issue as well.
Absolutely.
No, but it just was really, cool to see all of the women come to their friend's defense,
yes,
for
absolutely.
Sure. And to call, you know, I would hope that if the shoe was on the other foot and I had bad behavior, I would have people that would maybe not sit down on, you know, national TV
yeah.
and call me up, but yeah. have the guts to really sit me down and call me out and
absolutely.
And say, hey, this is the mirror. You need to take a look in it.
Well,
you know,
the only thing that I regret from that situation is that him and his wife got back together. It's kind of sad that they did.
Wait, because, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't know
yes.
that.
They got back together. And well, I think it's because they have the three kids, and I get it. But at the same time, like, when you're cheating on your wife and you're lying and there's money involved or the lack of, you know, because he's being shady about it, you know, you have like, to wonder, is it really worth going back?
Well, I hope, I wish them the best, but
me too.
But hey, maybe it was this moment that kind of led them in that direction.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe healing.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll say that at
we'll
least.
We'll see. Yeah. We're trying to be positive.
What was another one of your favorite moments?
Well, this wasn't a favorite, but definitely a memorable one. It was when Catherine lost her children.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was a really sad moment
yeah.
when she opened
well,
up about it.
And that clip that we just showed of her and Kinsey in the photo shoot, later on in that episode, we see Kinsey breaking down and hating, like not wanting to leave her mom and literally having a meltdown
yes,
in the car
I remember
as
that.
They're putting her from one car, from Catherine's car
yeah.
to Thomas's. And it just as... so many things that I could say on that just with how
everything
hot
down.
Topics that are happening right now in today's world and things yes. like that. It just is one of those things where it breaks your heart.
It
breaks
does.
Your heart to
it
see
does.
Anyone kind of being any family
absolutely.
Being torn apart.
And you know, children are so connected with their mothers. And
for sure.
I know that coming from a household of divorce, like I just was really attached to my mom growing up. So for me, like that really hit home, just
yeah.
watching that separation and seeing her like being torn from her mother. That really does cause long time, you know, effects for children, you know, so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of
not
course.
One of my favorites, but definitely one that's memorable.
And definitely a memorable moment and
yeah.
also a very telling moment for
yeah.
now where we obviously see Catherine
oh, I hope
having grown.
The custody of those children now, right?
Well, I would,
full custody.
I would imagine with everything that's been going on
yes.
with Thomas, I
would
allegedly
hope so.
Been going on with Thomas, I would imagine that she would
I hope so.
Be in a good place.
I hope
so that's all
yeah.
we really hope is
yes.
that they're happy and in a good place. Let's see. Okay, so we could never forget. We couldn't get through this top 10 countdown without recognizing Thomas's season 3 dinner where he sits
yes.
everybody down and basically lays into every single
yes.
one of the guests at the dinner
he
table.
Explodes.
Oh, I think this is it.
Okay, I want to say one thing to Landon.
Uh-oh.
You know, you've been a little catty. You've been a little disrespectful towards Catherine, the mother of my child.
I haven't ever said anything about you.
And
Thomas, I've tried to be her friend for years. She's the one that told me to f*** off.
Let me finish.
Okay.
It's your fault more than anyone else's.
Yeah.
Go shit.
You jump on my back, you'll crawl off, bleed, mother.
Y'all, stop yelling, everyone. My car. Grow up, we're all adults. Everyone just keeps talking. Like, shut up.
Landon essentially changed the tone of the entire conversation of the dinner party at that point. I mean, everyone else had politely nodded their heads at Thomas's comments and just said, okay, you're f***ing Looney Tunes. Move on.
I've never done anything to her.
Hold on, stop.
Ever.
You stop.
When she heard it, she immediately went, what? Huh? Me? Huh? What? Huh? Hello.
She's so good.
I mean,
good.
That's a pretty decent Landon impression.
Wow.
It's like what do you call it? Like one of those showdowns.
Well, we may have missed the actual moment where Thomas...
Yes, he leaves it. Yeah,
everybody.
He goes around.
It looks like it's wrapping up, but he literally goes person by person and calls, I don't know, he calls them petty, calls Shep a mama's boy or something like that. And basically.
He really lets everyone have it. Like, it's like he was taking a true serum.
Oh,
right?
Just brutal.
It was pretty brutal, but it was so entertaining, you must admit.
But can you imagine being at that dinner?
All I could think about was, that food is going to go to waste. I know.
Nobody's eating a damn thing.
Nobody is eating a damn thing. They have all this food in this kitchen. And I'm like, man, I would have gone in the kitchen and taken a to-go box.
Well,
like, I was
really
upset about that because that food looked really delicious, just so you know.
We know the gentry must have been flowing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So at least
you could tell he was slurring his words.
At least somebody was, you know, maybe getting a little tipsy, if you will. But I don't know. That's just very telling of who Thomas is.
Yes,
and
it is.
I know that, I believe at the time he was just trying to come to Catherine's defense.
He was.
And it was in when Catherine and he were in a really good place. Place.
Yeah, I know.
Like, whatever their dysfunctional version of good is.
Right,
I actually think they're in a really great place now. But, but that's not even really true because he's... nuts.
I feel like
I
he was
know.
Going in on everyone, though, too, because people were going in on him prior to this.
Sure.
Right? So,
yeah,
like,
so
this
what?
His, you know, his
act like
revolt.
A 12-year-old?
You know, he's just coming back for a vengeance.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's just.
Well, a very expensive dinner party vengeance.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
I guess he doesn't mind spending that kind of money and wasting it.
I get it. All right. What was another one that kind of stuck out to you?
This is just a fun one. I remember when Patricia had a party and Shep came to the party and he wore these little tiny Speedos. I wish we had a clip of that.
I don't know. Maybe we'll post a link to it in the comments after the show.
But it's just so funny because he just jumps in, gets everyone wet. And there's something about Shep where, like, he's, like, the favorite child because, like, he gets everyone wet. And I remember Patricia, like, not making a big deal about it.
Right.
She just kind of laughed it off. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, Shep. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And, like, everyone else gets the wrath of Patricia. But Shep... you're golden, kid.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, he's just real
he's
hard to hate. You can't hate Shep.
You can't hate Shep.
You just kind of, but it's also one of those things where you're like, you also don't take him seriously.
You don't.
So you're just kind of like, oh, that's just Shep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's like a little child. For sure.
I guess. I don't know. A little man child.
Yeah.
Maybe
Peter
that's why
Peter Pan syndrome.
Single.
Yeah.
I know. We mention it every week that Peter Pan syndrome is real in Charleston. What about from this season, Catherine and her Gwen's interview?
Oh,
she had a little hard time getting her words together.
I feel like we've all done that. Oh, here we go.
For sure.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
Good to see you. Thank you for meeting with me.
Nice to see you, too. Oh, certainly.
Happy to be here. It's like my second home.
So, Catherine, you've experienced a level of customer service we try to offer.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, how do you see your presence in the store contributing to our culture?
Well, you know, shopping here for this length of time, you know, and being in the atmosphere, I guess, I'm very, I don't know how to really word it, but sorry, I'm nervous. I'm thinking how to say it. I just feel like maybe I could add to some brainstorming aesthetically, like, I don't know how to word it.
Her lack of eye contact's terrible.
Oh, it's so bad. Not looking at anybody's, fidgeting with her hair.
Her hands.
You know, sometimes it gets really
sitting
hectic
back in the chair.
And you have to juggle a lot of different balls. So how do you handle stress?
Not very good, obviously.
Well, you're seeing it.
Right.
You're seeing it.
I don't know how to describe it.
Oh,
so
Catherine.
Dark.
Oh, Catherine, girl.
Water, by the way. Sorry, my mouth's so dry.
I need to get some water. So yeah, I mean, that's what I would have done. I would have done hard exit
I need,
stage right.
Yes. It's so funny, though, watching that.
So bad. I screw up whenever I talk.
Oh, poor thing. She just takes a moment. She goes outside. She kind of collects herself. She comes back in. She finishes the interview, which is great. That's what you want to see her do. But, oh, girl, we were off to a rocky start there.
Oh, it's so bad. But you know what? I actually had this audition where literally my mouth went so dry, I couldn't even talk.
Really?
I was so terrified. I don't know what happened. But I had one of those moments. So when I watched this, I was like, girl, I got you. I know what you mean.
Oh, it's, for sure. You know? We've all been there. We've all had those moments. So I'm not hating on her at all. Yeah. I actually applaud her for taking her moment, going outside, collecting her thoughts, and then coming back in.
Yes.
And clearly that spoke to them as well because she ended up getting the interview.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the internship.
The job. Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Oh, I guess that was it's a good what not to do in an interview. So maybe, you know, if you're out there, you just graduated college, you're looking for a job, maybe a summer job. Maybe watch this clip before.
Yeah.
And then you'll know what not to do.
I don't know. I think I wouldn't watch this clip because then I'd be like, I would think like, oh my God, I'm going to do those things, right?
Oh, yeah. You might be too in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely.
Well, that's true. It's a good, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm happy to see that she's, man, we have a lot of Catherine is our entertaining, which is really funny because I did listen to that interview with Kate Casey that she did and she was just, she was originally in season one, just supposed to be like an extra. I think we talked about that earlier this year. And and it's amazing how she has kind of really helped carry this show over the years.
Yeah. In the dinner episode where Craig calls her out, I was reading what they were talking about on Bravo, and they were saying that even though she wasn't you know, a cast member, she stole the show. Mm. She was the star.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was the beginning of her being on the show, really.
She has that star quality.
She does.
For sure.
She definitely does. I love her.
Kimberly, who's in our live chat right now, says a good moment was when Whitney was dating that girl and planning to get laid.
Which girl?
I'm wondering if that was the girl, his girlfriend that he had, the blonde. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
The blonde, but the, I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
Yeah, a really long time.
I don't know that I can't really place that one in my head. But
me either.
If anybody else has a favorite comment, let us know for sure. Not only are we in the live chat right now, but then also after the show, let's keep the conversation going with all of the all the comments afterwards.
Yes. And then since she mentioned that, I loved when after the dinner, Whitney has a conversation with Thomas about how he also slept with Catherine.
Well,
remember that? Was it right after the dinner, or was it like it was separate. It was like they had all gone somewhere.
Yeah, I think
I can't remember. It was like a camp of sorts, or like a, you know.
Oh, wait, at the beach?
Was it at the beach? I can't remember where.
No, that was Catherine and Craig went to the beach, right?
No. It was when Whitney confesses to Thomas that he had also slept with Catherine.
Oh, gosh.
So, I still remember that moment because Thomas was just like, oh, God.
I bet his brain was about to explode.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Thomas might take it as a compliment.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that she's still part of this group with, let's just be honest, that's sort of a reputation of sorts. And she's stuck around. Everybody's now friends with her. Now she's admitting to still hooking up with Shep. And, you know, who knows what will come of that, even though I still think it should be Craig.
I know you do. I know you're on that. We'll talk about that later. What's another good top 10 moment that you had?
I think that's it. I think that's it? All. Yeah, I think we got all of them.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to then, I guess, go to our final.
Some news?
Do you want to save it for next week or do you want to chat about news?
I think it's not like anything specific to the episode itself, but I think so this is what it was. I wrote it down here. So people.com said that, according to Andy, Ravenel's absence at the Southern Charm reunion was mutual decision. So.
Okay. So they didn't want him and he didn't want them.
Yes.
There you go. That's good to know. I know we have the reunion coming up because they just taped it, so I cannot wait to get into that.
Oh, I cannot wait. That's going to be exciting. And then I think one more thing that they said in thepeople.com, it was, however, Ravenel's girlfriend Ashley Jacobs did film the special, and Cohen said he was stunned by her behavior in the last episode. It's not her last meltdown of the season, and what happens at the reunion is jaw-dropping. So
maybe we have a new top 10 moment coming up. Yes. I'm so excited.
I cannot. Wait, too.
I need this show in my life.
This is my drug.
It's like my oxygen every single week. I feel like I get my
I love how you're like oxygen. I'm like, just give it to me.
That's the mom in me, I guess. All right, guys, our final top 10 moment tonight. We could not get out of this this special episode without playing the quintessential Catherine moment that I think we all remember from season 3, I believe. Yeah. Let's play that.
Here we go.
Stop listening to Whitney. He's always been against you and I. Are you going to say sorry?
I'm going to hang on. I've heard him a gazillion times.
Jennifer, your good friend, your confidant, what is she?
Oh, I've known her for a while.
You never said that. That's a lie.
What, you talking about 8 months ago?
Here we go.
You were with me, and I didn't know you were friends with her. And those are the people you trust. It's weird who you trust.
I'm like, thank you, you know, for this conversation. It's reminding me why it can never work. You can see this is going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. What?
I mean, we can't ever stop arguing.
We're not even arguing.
I'm all wrong, and you're all right.
That's not it at all.
Well, let's just move toward just being friends.
Thomas. Come on.
Painful.
Hey, it is. Seriously.
Just can't put up with it anymore.
Oh, God. I can't. I'm not letting you do this to our family.
There we go.
I'm at my breaking point, and I'm not going to let you walk away without you listening to me. Thomas, stop! Thomas, seriously! Thomas, stop! I'm not letting you leave me! Oh my God, Thomas! Stop!
Listen to you, screaming and yelling like a 2-year-old.
Stop!
Come away from me! We're done! We're done!
No, stop!
Oh my gosh.
Chills again.
I know. Oh, it kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
It does.
But it's so iconic, I guess, in the Southern Charm library of moments.
And you have to think about, too, she was so young. You know, not that she isn't still, but like, when you it seems like Thomas was her first love, like real, real love. And in that moment, you can see that she's so heartbroken and she really, really, really wants him to come back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He pretty much leaves her hanging.
We couldn't get out of this without at least acknowledging that moment, because it's been replayed and repeated and kind of referred to as the old Catherine so many times.
Yes.
So it was kind of, I don't know, it was just one of those moments that just really stuck out in my brain. Just seeing her run down the pier in that fur with, you know, I don't know, her
no shoes. And
yes, blowing in the wind.
Yeah, and everybody looking and commenting and talking about everything.
Oh, it's so good. Kimberly has also said that Trashley is now all of her favorite moments. So, I mean, hey, if you're looking for the drama, the Trashley brings it.
Yes.
So I can totally see where you have fallen into that, because she's legit cray, and cray is fun
and
to watch.
She's very entertaining. Kind of like we got into it with Naomi. We liked watching her when she was acting a little crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of missed that. She hasn't been doing that as of lately, you
know? I know. And she looks real happy on Instagram,
she
but
does.
We'll talk more about that later.
Yes.
So, guys, thank you so much for sticking
with
us tonight. I know it's been a little bit of an unconventional night, but we wanted to make sure that we showed up for you. We're super fans of this show. We love you guys.
Yes.
Let us know your favorite top 10 moments. Until then, you can find us.
You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's Cristal. I hope you guys tune in next week. We will continue with the episode that was supposed to air tonight, and we will follow up with the episode that's supposed to air next Thursday.
That's right, guys. And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. Next week is my birthday. So, in addition, we're going to be celebrating my birthday and covering those two episodes. So we will see you guys then. Have a great week. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.